Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you here until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. Hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call here this afternoon. Our toll-free number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we're going to go ahead and open our program here with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We do pray that you would bless the program. Use us for your glory. Help us to be a blessing to somebody today, Lord, and help us to be an encouragement to Christians and help us to point people that are searching to Christ that they might know Christ as their Savior as well. Father, we do pray you would bless, use the program for your glory, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you today, and we live, like somebody once said, I've heard this said as a Chinese proverb, as an ancient Jewish proverb, or maybe they borrowed it from the Chinese. May you live in interesting times, and not always meant as a complimentary thing. I heard it one time as a polite curse. May you live in interesting times. Well, don't we ever live in interesting times? There is so much that's happening in the world today, and you need to pray for our country. New York State just passed this absolutely horrendous law that the legislature stood up and cheered loudly. We're not talking just like clapping and saying, oh, way to go. But it was like they had just won the Super Bowl. They were hooting and hollering and whistling and jumping around in building there. And they passed a law in New York that, basically what it does, it allows non-physicians such as licensed midwives, physician's assistants, licensed nurse practitioners to perform abortions, not just doctors. They expanded those who can perform abortions to include, in addition to doctors, let me read it again, licensed midwives, physical assistants, licensed nurse practitioners. And the law also has measures in it that conceivably could compel doctors to have to perform abortions or risk losing their license to practice. This also allows abortions basically right up until, I guess, just about the time that the woman has given birth. And, it's a shame because they used to have a law there that protected New York State Public Health Law, Section 4164, gave full legal protection to any child who might be mistakenly, in the language of the abortionists, born alive as a result of abortion, meaning they survived the abortion. It requires that a second doctor is to be present during a late-term abortion so that if a child is born alive, they can render medical aid to that child. And this new legislation in New York State gets rid of that protection. Now, this means that a young child, a newly born child that survived the abortion attempt can be left to die in a bucket or just euthanized, put to death right there by the doctor, by the physician's assistant, by the nurse practitioner, by the licensed midwife, not just a doctor. And these people cheered that. What kind of people are these legislatures in New York State that cheered like they just won the lottery, the sweepstakes, they just won, the World Series, they cheering like they had some great victory, they won the right to kill children for the least little, well, not even the least little reason, for no reason at all. They're cheering the legislation of death. And they call you and me weird. Well, you know, all I know is that when you read the Bible and you see people who are demonically possessed, they have a fascination with death. And I've been in the ministry a few years, and I've dealt with a few people struggling with demonic issues. And frequently there's a fascination with death. And to legislate death is bad enough, but to hear the absolute crazed cheering, it just smacks of demonic motivation. They loved death. And, well, you know, the Bible, Jesus said, talked about the devil and saying he was a murderer from the beginning, and legislating murder. Well, we might talk about that some more, but you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and our toll-free number is 888-677-9673. And we have Fran calling in today. And Fran, welcome to the program here this afternoon.
Thank you so much. I'm calling in about the situation with our food stamps and everything right now with all the issues of, they're cutting off.
Government shutdown?
Government shutdown, yeah, as well as the topic you just talked about, because I have a cousin's a doctor. I'm so thankful he's a cardiologist instead of delivering babies. It would be an awful fix, kind of forced to do abortions also.
And just an aside before getting your question, I just thought about that with the midwives being told that they can do abortions. That made me think of Pharaoh when he told the Hebrew midwives to, if you see a boy born, you're to kill that baby. If it's a girl, you can let it live, but if it's a boy, you're to kill it. And, really, really sad when you see what happened there in New York.
Yeah. And like I said about this government Trump thing, I don't know if they're trying to call a police state or what, because they keep saying it. Want to, that might be a way to start the thing rolling with the people to get us a one world government.
Well, and there's a lot to that, and there's reasons why they want abortion like that, because it gets rid of people. And what a lot of people don't realize is there's many people in the world that think that the world population should be no more than 500 million. That's with an M, not 500 billion, 500 million. Half a billion people. That's what they think the maximum world population should be. And guess what? You and me and most people listening probably don't make the list there.
Right, absolutely. But getting back to the government shutdown, I don't know if they can call one world government or to, force people to do what they want, because Democrats are sure into that.
Well, the Democrats would like. That's one of the reasons why President Trump has stood his ground on this, because, the Democrats, of course, they want open borders. In fact, there's some that want no borders. I believe Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has called for no borders, and she's a new Democrat there in the House, U.S. House. And, of course, they want these people in because, they're looking at them as reliable voting bloc. And also they bring them in and make them dependent on the government. That makes them reliable there too, because they don't want to, upset them and have their benefits taken away. But there is an announcement that I saw just coming on the air, and I don't know if it's happened yet, but there is supposed to be an announcement possibly made here this afternoon about a temporary reopening of the government for a few weeks. I know President Trump has put forward several plans trying to make a way to get people paid that are on, Social Security, food stamps, different things like that, as well as some of the government workers that are waiting on their paychecks. And of course, unfortunately, Nancy Pelosi and her cronies have steadfastly refused to negotiate, steadfastly refused to do anything that's productive to help end the stalemate, And it's kind of ironic, before as she became Speaker of the House for the second time. She was for a wall on our southern border. She was for controlling the borders. And then, of course, now that she's Speaker of the House and the Democrats have control, she's against it precisely because President Trump is there in office. And President Trump really does stand in the way of the one world government, if you look at it, because...
Yeah, I feel too.
Yeah, President Obama was doing everything he could to lessen America's military, economic, and status in the world, or stature in the world, and our influence in the world. He was trying to subordinate us to the UN and to the globalists. And he, you know, our country, thanks to the Constitution and the genius of our founding fathers, whom I believe God led. I'm not saying our Constitution was inspired by God, but I believe that God led them in putting that document together and some of the other things that were put together in the founding of our country. But were it not for our constitutional republic, we would have succumbed to globalism a long time ago. And so the Obama administration, his two terms were dedicated to weakening the hold of, you know, the influence of the Constitution in our government and overcoming it in any way that they could. And then I believe one of the reasons that the left is so upset with President Trump is because Hillary Clinton coming in was going to finish the work that Barack Obama had begun, and she would have probably overseen the destruction of our national sovereignty. Let me give you, for instance, here. During the Obama years, they were stacking the courts as best they could. Thankfully, we had some resistance and slowdown of his ability to stack the courts in the Senate. But the idea was the challenge, for instance, the Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, and that has stood in the way of globalists. It stood in the way of people in the past. For instance, during World War II, both the Germans and the Japanese really feared the thought of attacking the American homeland because, as one Japanese admiral or general, I forget which, said, there's behind every blade of grass in America, there's a guy with a gun. And of course, the Germans recognized that too, and I have it on good authority from my time in the Air Force that the Second Amendment gave pause to the Soviet Union in terms of the idea of launching an invasion or an attack upon directly upon America, because so many people possess guns in this country. And to put it in perspective, the hunters in the states of, well, let's just say Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, I think that's probably enough right there. I suppose if you threw in Wisconsin or Kentucky, you would have more people. If you brought them together as an army, you would have one of the largest standing armies in the world. That doesn't constitute or include all of the people out west, all the people in Alaska, all the people down south that have guns. That's just in a small portion of the Great Lakes region. And it's amazing. So this has been something that would give pause. There was a movie that was made called Red Dawn back in the 80s. I'm not talking about the one that was later made where they had the Chinese coming in and it was a remake and they took away the importance of the storyline. And the other one, the original one, was actually followed very closely some actual battle plans that had been put together, that if there ever had been an attempt to invade the United States by the Soviets, the Russians, the Red Dawn movie in the 80s was so accurately portraying actual Soviet battle plans, invasion plans, that wherever that movie was shown in Europe, most people don't know this, there were bombing attacks and threats against movie theaters across Europe that showed that movie in the 80s because the Soviets, the Russian communists, did not want the message to get out. Now, I'm not going to say I recommend the movie for everybody. It's got some things in it that might be hard for people to watch or not appropriate for children. But if you want to get a glimpse of what their battle plan, their invasion plan for the United States was like, you can watch that movie. But one of the things that they dealt with in that movie was the presence of guns in the hands of Americans, and that's what eventually turned the tide in that movie. Now, saying all that because Hillary Clinton said that the Supreme Court decision during the Obama years that upheld our right to bear arms, they were asked to interpret the Second Amendment where it says it uses the term militia, and those on the left were saying that meant the military. And of course, from the founders on up to the present day, everybody knows it means the people of the United States, the free citizens of the United States. And so the Supreme Court made a 5-4 ruling that it meant the citizens, not the organized military. Now, that could have went one way the other way and been a 5-4 saying that it meant the military and not the citizens, and then they could have called for the removal of guns from public ownership in this country. That would have probably sparked sparked some violence. But what I'm getting at is, had Hillary Clinton become president, she was going to stack the two court nominations that Trump has put in right now, which have been basically conservative constitutionalists, would have been put in with more Ruth Bader Ginsburgs and Sotomayors, and in other words, leftists. And they would have got another case up to the Supreme Court that would have said that the Second Amendment guarantees the right of the military to have arms. And they would have tried to take away our guns. Now, they need to disarm this country in order to bring us into the global order. And so President Trump coming along, and I believe that God divinely intervened and he moved in the election. And that's how we got President Trump in, and that spoiled their plans. That's why they're so beside themselves over him. And see, Nancy Pelosi knows that if Trump can build the wall, it almost guarantees that he's going to be reelected. So she wants to do everything she can to keep him from being reelected. They want to get back on track with eliminating America as the country that it is today, and losing our national sovereignty and going into some global order. Now, we know that eventually that's going to happen. The tribulation takes place after the believers are taken out of the world and the Antichrist comes on the scene, and there will be a one-world government. But that's not today, and thankfully God intervened in our last presidential election and has presented that. But, they're like the Bible says, like a bear robbed of her whelps, meaning angry. What happens when you take the cubs away from a bear? Mama bear gets angry. And so we see we're in a spiritual battle, as Paul told the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 6, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And the leftists that make up the deep state and different things there, this thing that they did in New York State, this is all evidence of the spiritual battle that we're engaged in for the heart and soul of this country. And this is why we address these issues on a program here, because Christians have to get out and do something. We are called to be salt and light in the world. Salt doesn't do any good unless it gets out of the shaker. The shaker is a good place to store it, but it needs to get out where it can do some good. And the Bible says, you light a candle, they didn't put it under a basket. They put it up where it can light things up. We need to be light and we need to be salt. We need to dispel, push back the darkness and push back the spoilage in the society around us and bring some good taste to it through the Word of God.
Let me ask you, Pastor.
Sorry, I get onto a roll there.
No, I said, about the militia, do you feel that we still need them in case something happens like this?
Well, the idea of the militia in the beginning of our country was every free American citizen constituted the militia. Think of the Minutemen, and I see I got another caller I'll have to get to in a minute here myself, but the Minutemen in the early days of our country, they were free, well, they were British subjects at the time, but in the colonies, they were the men that when they were working, they were required to have their musket available so that at a minute's notice, if an alarm was sounded, they could grab their weapon and they could go to the defense of their community. And, read the Declaration of Independence. I don't have time to get into that right now, but read the Declaration of Independence. And if people have not read the Constitution, you should read the Constitution of this country as well. And, you know, we need to remember that we're in a spiritual battle, and the devil is very active, and it's no wonder that we see some of these things happening. We've won some battles, and we've lost some battles, and it's going to go back and forth until Jesus comes. And so we read the end of the book. We know how it turns out. And so we need to encourage as many people as we can to put their faith in Christ before it's too late. Hey, Fran, I want to let you go so I can get Nancy on here as well. And Nancy is calling in. Nancy, welcome to the program here today.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. Very fascinating what you explained to Fran. I happen to know Fran.
Yes.
But what I wanted to ask you about, and I'm very familiar with everything that you said, but you explained it, you articulated it so well. What I wanted to ask you about today was, I'm referring to Psalm 27:10.
Mm-hmm.
When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Well, I had this roommate in college, and her mother just spoke very poorly of her, and she said she was constantly putting her down, and so she referred to this verse very, very often. She was my roommate two years in college. But what I wanted to know was, could this also apply to you? I'm sure you've heard of instances where grown children have just basically distanced themselves and won't even speak to their parents. And, of course, this is very hurtful for the parents. Could you possibly apply this verse for a father or a mother whose adult child, will not talk to them and totally cut them off, do you think?
I think, actually, this one probably goes more the other direction, because
I know it does the other direction.
Yeah, because this particular verse is talking about the parent forsaking the child rather than the other way around. And I think, because parents, responsibility, children, the Bible says, is a gift of the Lord. But he's also placed children in, in the care of the father and mother to take care of them. And so when the father and mother forsake the child, then, who's going to take them up? Well, it would be the Lord would have to take care of them. They have to depend upon the Lord because father and mother have forsaken them. So as far as going in the other direction of children forsaking their parents, I don't know that we would apply this one particularly, but the idea of children, forsaking their parents, sometimes it comes up for various reasons. The children are rebellious. Maybe the parents have been poor parents. Maybe the parents have done everything they could, and the children is just for some reason, got things twisted in their head or whatever, and forsaking their parents. And in that case, the children are violating, God's principle that children are to honor their parents. And,
we have that would be a good verse to apply then. Honor your parents.
It's in the Ten Commandments. In fact, Paul in Ephesians chapter 5, I think it is, where he references that, says it's the first commandment with promise, promising God's blessing on your life. So we do have that responsibility, but you know, we do have parents forsaking their children. You know, if I could apply it this way, that case in New York City, you know, a parent that would abort a child right there, you know, the day of birth, basically, well, they're certainly forsaking that child, and the Lord would take that child up. I mean, yeah, but anyway, hey, Nancy, I'm out of time. Got 5 seconds. I want to thank everybody for listening today. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.